And thank you, Dave Odell. 12 minutes after 9 o'clock, Ed Pruitt with Edward Jones is still away on assignment. Otherwise, we know he's on vacation, fishing, golfing, having a good time somewhere, but good for him. Actually, the market's done a lot better when he's been away. take another week, Ed. That's all we can say. 12 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock, you're listening to Open Line Talk Show, and a good Thursday morning to you. It's a beautiful day out there, as you heard our meteorologist Russ Murley report in. And we're not Central Florida weather. We are the East Coast, the Fun Coast, right, Toby?
That's right, Dave.
All right. Toby Tobin, our guest this morning in the studio, and good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Dave.
Yeah, you were one of our first guests when we came on the air back in...
I think I was there the first week.
I think so. And, you know, and actually, you are one of the first... First of all, GoToby.com is kind of your signature around town.
Yes, it is.
Your
right.
website. Mm-hmm. And people don't know, but when you search this area to move here, as I did, GoToby.com comes up somehow on your website, and... And you're kind of, how would you describe yourself in the website and, you know, put a label on Toby?
Well, GoToby.com is a news website focusing on real estate. And it started out nearly 3 years ago focusing on just Flagler County, but it's grown to be more regional and, in fact, in some cases, national. But it's a place to go to find out. It's a good place to find out what Flagler County and Palm Coast are like. If you're thinking of moving here, if you're a snowbird and you're away, it's a good place to go to keep in touch with what's going on.
We have, how many people a day take a hit on your website, you know?
Normally during the week, the weekdays are our busiest time, so I assume a lot of people are going while they're at work. But Monday through Friday, we average about between 1,600 and 2,000 visits a day.
Right. Okay. We just got our report here. We're like at 6,500 a day on WNZF, and a lot of those are people out of market that tune in to the area. Well, and we hear from them that they're property owners here or on vacation and that kind of thing, or they know people here or all of your relatives around the country. But I didn't know if that was a lot or, you know, how many, because some people, they go, oh, I get a million a day. And I'm thinking, how does anybody do that on a local basis?
Well, any website that's in a market this size is doing well to be over 1,000 a day, I think. But it mm-hmm. depends on what kind of business you're in. You're news media, broad coverage news media. And so I would expect that you would do better at 1,600 to 2,000 a day. I think that GoToby.com has a lot higher hit rate than the typical real estate website does.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're kind of a collect-all of information for real estate also. I know before I had moved here and was looking at the air, and before we started businesses here, the radio stations in the county, you were one of those who would kind of check and follow and see what was going on. Do you? It's kind of your signature, isn't it?
Well, it is. When I was more of a traditional realtor, I focused on doing a newsletter, which was graphics. I did charts, graphs, looked at numbers, did projections, because people like to see that, and it gave me a lot of credibility, but it took a long time to put it together. And one of the other things I found out when I was more traditional realtor is that there's so much information, and it's always difficult to get your hands on it and to keep it up to date as well. You know, someone would ask about a particular development, say, oh, no, who's designing that golf course? I can't remember. I remember reading it, but it was 3 months ago, and I didn't write it down, or I wrote it down, and I've lost it. So I thought having a website where people could go, and it's everybody. Realtors use it a lot as mm-hmm. a resource. The website has gotten a lot of good reception from the real estate professionals community as well as the locals and people who live away.
Well, you kind of put yourself out there as other realtors don't do. That's why you're in here today on Open Line Talk Show, because you kind of made an effort to put yourself you've branded yourself differently, intentionally, I would imagine.
Well, yes, I found that I really liked putting together the newsletter part of being a traditional realtor, and people appreciate it. It was very effective, but sending it out hard copy was time consuming and expensive and still only reached a limited number of people. The web the internet is just an amazing place. When you put something up on the internet, it's kind of like throwing a super ball in a gymnasium and closing the door. It just bounces around almost forever, and it reaches every place. I mean, in a given month, now I get about 12,000 unique visitors. That's different people in a 1 month period, and they come from all 50 states and about 65 countries.
Now, and a lot of people will send you requests to kind of track down something. And by the way, gotobi.com is what we're talking about. And if you're listening, right now on your computer somewhere around the world to this program, you might want to check it out. It's real easy. Gotobi.com. Toby Tobin. And Toby's not even your real first name.
No, but it's a nice nickname with the last, if your last name's Tobin.
Yeah, it's kind of, is that what people always call you, Toby, or no?
I grew up as Toby, and it worked out well because godon.com just doesn't have any ring to it.
Godon.com. All right. I'll have to think about that one. Well, some of the things that you do, and I think it's a good news service because you'll attack some sensitive issues that a lot of people maybe, well, I don't know about attack, but you'll investigate and report on it. Now, the whole GIN thing that was going on here, if you would search online about the GIN Resort and Bobby GIN and all that kind of stuff, and if you'd search it, here's Go Toby comes up.
Well, I probably write more about Bobby GIN and the GIN Company than maybe even everybody else combined, but certainly more than anybody else. If you search Bobby GIN on the search engines, Google, often my website comes up right behind Wikipedia and ahead of his own website. And it's been an interesting story. I started, as I said, over almost 3 years ago, writing about Flagler County, and you can't do that without writing about Bobby GIN because he's the biggest, he's the 2,000-pound gorilla. But you can't write about Bobby GIN without writing about him in all of his other locations either. So it just kind of evolved to be that. And it's an ongoing story. It's still, as we're here today, it continues to unfold.
Now, do you know Bobby? Have you met with him? He knows who you are?
Oh, he knows who I am. Yes, and I have met with Bobby. I spent a couple hours with him on an interview about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And how would you report on him? You kind of follow it with the, and why?
Well, because it's a story. I enjoy telling the story. Bobby's like the New York Yankees. People either love him or they hate him. And people seem to have good arguments to do both. He's kind of an enigmatic individual, but my job is I don't consider my job to be to either tear Bobby down or to prop him up. I just let the story unfold and tell it as it happens. And interestingly, I have a lot of people that talk to me from that have very close contacts within the GIN organization, but I have at least that many people who would like to string him up because they've lost thousands of tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in properties at some of his communities. And everybody seems to agree from both sides that I'm fair and balanced.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, you know, you look at it, anybody that makes, you know, decisions and deals, it's if all intentions were good and they go bad, that's business. You know?
Yes, it is.
And it doesn't matter. You know, you can't go to Vegas and say, I put all my money on red and that SOB rolled, you know, came up black.
So I'm going to sue them.
You got to accept responsibility for your own actions at some point on it. I mean, you know, and I think overall, talking about Bobby GIN and GIN and everything, it's been a great, he's done wonderful things in the community for the community, over the years. It was a big lightning rod to Palm Coast and doing things like that. But when the things go bad, you know, people turn on you.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people that have turned on Bobby are people who made a lot of money on earlier investments within his communities. Not all of them, but yeah. Certainly some.
Yeah. All right. It's like playing poker, right?
Right.
If you're going to ante up, you got to have the guts to take it like a man. And some people become whimpering little.
If you bluff, be prepared to lose.
That's right. How was your poker game last night?
It wasn't as nice as the one the week before.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with our guest this morning. It's Toby Tobin from GoToby.com, and part of the things that he does on his website, and if you haven't checked it out, we invite you to do so, GoToby.com. He has a section called Rumors, and we're going to find out about some of the rumors that are going on around town. And also, what's up? You're also one of the first places some people go to of new businesses coming to the area. Are they? Aren't they? Did people pull permits for this? What about our movie theaters? Are we ever going to get them, or is that a rumor? And what about Donald Trump? You know, you hear things and across the blogs and the chats and things like that, buying up some Ginn property. As a matter of fact, one of the ones Donald Trump might be buying something in Palm Coast. I don't know, but we'll be back with Toby Tobin from GoToby.com right after this. And by the way, if you'd like to join us and ask a question, 206-9693. And if you do call in today, we have some free tickets to the Daytona Cubs. It's Flagler County Night at Jackie Robinson Stadium, not Smokey Robinson Stadium. We'll be back.
Are you feeling sad, lonely, nervous, and don't know what to do? Atlas Behavioral Health provides comprehensive mental health services in a confidential, private setting. Medication management and/or counseling are available under one roof. Why wait when you can help yourself today? Call us at 386-446-5494. Atlas Behavioral Health, Palm Coast. We can help.
Raymond McKinney was walking to his car after perusing the local gardening center when he saw it.
Yeah, it had huge eyes and it wouldn't stop staring at me.
A stack of money was staring at him.
Yeah, it had these big googly eyes on it and it wouldn't stop looking at me.
Practically looking through him.
I guess. I mean, anyway, I thought my shoes were untied or...
Wasn't it?
Nope. Then I thought maybe it was my new haircut. You know, it's just kind of this new style. It's like a bulk.
And that wasn't it either, was it, Raymond?
Well, no. It turns out that little stack of money with the unwavering eyes was really
the money you could be saving with Geico.
Yeah.
So he called and saved tons of money.
Actually, yeah. I mean, I went online and I got a quote and I ended up saving several hundred dollars, which is weird because
Thank you, Raymond. We're done.
Yeah, I'm so done with you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Bring the family Saturday night to Jackie Robinson Stadium for an exciting night of baseball and fireworks. Beach 92.7 FM Beach Balls will be bouncing through the stands loaded with great prizes from Blue at the Topaz, Alarm Pro, Daytona Lagoon, Flagler Parent Magazine. Also from Inside Out Window and Pool Cleaning, Style Salon, Classic Iron Beds, you name it, graphics, they'll put your name on anything, and Palm Coast Flooring Outlet. Baseball, fireworks, and fun this Saturday night, Jackie Robinson Stadium. First pitch, 7 o'clock.
We're back, Open Line Talk Show. Good morning to you, 925, and you're listening to WNZF News Radio, Flagler County's 24-hour news and information radio station. There's a big hurricane seminar that'll be coming up next Friday in Palm Coast. We're going to be broadcasting it live here. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. A lot of people can't get out for it. So they have a WESH WESH TV weather guy there, and of course Troy Harper and some of the local officials will be there for it. So if you can't make it to the Palm Coast Civic Center in Palm Coast Parkway, is that what it's called, the Palm Coast Civic Center?
Palm Coast Community Center.
Community Center.
Yes.
Okay. That's where they do the city council meetings from.
Right.
And so if you can't make it, tune your radio in to WNZF at 3 o'clock a week from tomorrow, and we'll carry it live. And it's all about Palm Coast and evacuations and are you ready and things you need to know and some updated things like that. So we just want to let you know that'll be the 31st of July at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Anyway, our guest this morning, Toby Tobin and GoToby.com, and we're talking about his web. Where are you from originally?
I grew up in a small town just east of Rochester, New York, along the shore of Lake Ontario.
And what brought you to Flagler County?
Warm weather. My dad always said that people don't like the temperature less than their age.
Okay. Let me think about that one. That's good. So
I moved to Charleston, South Carolina in the mid-80s and spent almost 15 years there and moved here in 2000.
All right. Do you like it here?
Oh, I love it here. Yeah, this is really Palm Coast is like an undiscovered jewel. It was 9 years ago, and it still is. It's unique in that it's warm weather, but there, it's not so warm in the summer that everybody leaves, like much of South Florida. So there are enough full-time residents here to support restaurants and barbershops and all the services.
Mm-hmm. You know, people, let's talk to people right now that are out of state that are tuning in that are, you know, they're, and I imagine that they are listening to our radio station because they're thinking of locating the area, just like they go to gotoby.com. And, well, anyway, let's take a phone call right now. Anyway, it's 927, and Toby Tobin, our guest, along with you. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to ask about that, the corner of Matanzas Woods and US 1. There's a, there's going to be a shopping center there. Is that put on hold?
Yes, that's the northeast corner of Matanzas, and that's, it's, was originally going to be a plaza just like Beach Village, the Publix Plaza at Beach Village or the Publix Plaza up at the west entrance to town center, and probably will be that, but not now. They just have, they've delayed it. And part of the delay, as I understand it, was brought about by Publix purchase of the Albertson store on Belterre. So that, that just changed their whole market a little bit. So I, that's why the delay. Plus, there's been a delay of the development of the Sawmill Creek development that was near that intersection on the other side of Route 1.
How long are they going to delay that for?
They probably don't even know. It's, okay. It's going to be strictly a market-driven decision. When the market turns and you start to see residential rooftops coming up in that part of town, then they'll go ahead.
Okay, any word on the Matanzas interchange? The Matanzas Woods Parkway interchange with I-95?
The Matanzas interchange is, as I understand it, it's not a done deal. Funding hasn't been secured for it yet, but they are definitely talking to the State Transportation Department, the local city government, trying to expedite that. So I do think that we will see an intersection there, but it's or an interchange, but it's not a done deal yet.
All right. Okay, good questions. Thank you, caller. And 206-9693, if you've got some questions. Toby Tobin, our guest here, and, you know, we've kind of proclaimed you an expert.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, I mean, you put your ear to the ground and you ask questions and you get out and about. And there's a lot of gossip and rumors on the internet here and everywhere. It's human nature. Like I say, the Flagler chat, and that's like the CB radio of years ago where, you know, anybody can get on there and say something and start rumors. What about our theaters here? They're going to happen in Palm Coast?
Well, it is going to happen, that's probably one of the most asked questions. What's happening with the Epic Theater in Town Center? And right now they have a building permit. The city made an arrangement with them, so they only had to pay 50% of their building permit fees as an encouragement to get them going. That building permit expires in August, but I understand building permits can be extended, so that doesn't mean that if they don't start in August, they've got to start all over again. But it's market-driven. Now, they had indicated in the past that they were waiting for the completion of two other theaters, one in Claremont, one in St. Augustine, and they couldn't start this one until they were done. Well, that excuse worked for about a year, but now those theaters are completed, and they're still not under construction here. So whether Epic ends up coming here or not, or another theater, but we will have a theater. Our market just really demands it when they look at the demographics. One of the issues, though, is that it's movie rights or rights to show a movie are allocated, and the Epic Theater has locked up rights, as I understand it, to show movies in this market. So they would have to forego those rights, or someone else would have to obtain them, I believe. So it's a little more complicated than just when are they going to build and.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay, but it's on the way. I mean, at least they pulled the permit.
They did pull the permit, yes.
And like you say, it can be extended, so don't look for it to start construction right away, at least. All right. This Saturday night coming up is Flagler County Night at the Cubs Stadium in Daytona Beach. And Toby, you ever been to the Jackie Robinson Stadium?
Yes, I have.
They do a great job there.
It's fun. It's like being in Bull Durham or something.
It is. You know, I like it in the old scoreboard where the guy's up there changing the numbers by hand.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And thousands of people for a minor league team. And I've been to a lot of minor league games and teams, but consistently, I don't know if anybody does a better job than the Daytona Cubs.
No, they do a good job of promoting.
And what a great, you know, take the kids and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, we're going to be doing a promotion there where we're going to be bouncing beach balls around through the stand. And then when the music stops, you catch it and you win the prize that's on the beach ball.
Oh.
So you want to come? You want to be our guest?
Sure, I'd love it.
All right, I'll give you some tickets. Anyway, caller on the phone. Would you like to come to the Daytona Cubs game Saturday night and be our guest?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
All right, well, good.
This is Dave Odell. No, I'm just kidding, it's Lauren.
Oh.
Anyway, I have a question for Toby.
Okay.
Toby, any word yet on the Food Lion Plaza, what's going to go in at the old Food Lion place on Flagler Beach?
I haven't heard any, Lauren, anything that's definitive at all. I heard that perhaps another grocery or food chain might go in there, but one of the lesser known ones.
Right.
Like Whole Foods or Aldi's or something like that. But I haven't heard anything. I can't even say I've heard enough to start a rumor myself.
Yeah, because I see people working there every once in a while, and I thought, maybe something's going on, but who knows.
Well,
All right.
That whole plaza really needs an upgrade and facelift with facing the competition across the street at Publix Beach Village.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're being at REMAX here. I'm looking forward to something good going in there.
All right. Well, good All question right, and no solid answer, but thanks for calling. All right. So Food Lion, I don't know what's going in there. But actually, was it their lease was up? Wasn't that right? They didn't?
Right.
Okay.
Their lease was up, and I have heard another rumor that's perhaps slightly more substantive, that they really like this market and they were looking at some other available space along 100. I don't know where.
See, I've heard on US 1.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, okay. That was my rumor.
Well,
you go. I'll go with 1, you go with 100, and I'll bet you a dollar and we'll see which one wins.
Okay, odds?
But anyway, I've heard it was going to be US 1 up toward between in north Flagler County and southern St. John's County up that way.
Oh, they do have a location up there on 1. I drove by it the other day. My wife had knee surgery about a month ago, and so I drove up 1 to the hospital.
Is it a new one? Is it a brand new one?
Her knee?
Well, that too.
No, it's going to be a new one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's along Route 1.
All right, okay, so then what I've got is old news, and it's... But so you're talking about a new one, then, on 100.
Another one on 100.
Oh, okay. Well, we're just spreading all kinds of rumors here. Anyway, Toby Tobin, our guest this morning, gotoby.com. You're listening to WNZF News Radio, 1550 AM, 106.3 FM, and wherever you are in the world, at WNZF.com. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, Harry. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
Good. My name is John.
Hey, John. Hey, do you want to be our guest and come to the Cubs game Saturday night?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, well, come on by. We have a couple of tickets for you up at the front desk.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, how else can we help you this morning?
I know back then they were supposed to put a Sam's in. I don't know if that's still on the board to put in, but we could sure use a Sam's Club or Costco or something. I don't know if there's something's in the works. I know there was. I've heard, of course, rumor, but I don't know.
Anything on that, Toby?
Well, Costco first. Costco really, I've talked to commercial realtors who have talked directly with Costco, and Costco's current criteria is that they need 250,000 people within a certain radius of a location. And we don't have that kind of population here yet and won't for quite a while. I would think that Costco would probably locate more likely in Ormond than here because of that. Sam's Club has less a strict criteria for the demographics, and that there have been rumors about the current Walmart being converted to a Sam's Club. I don't think that's really a good rumor because that building is not constructed properly for warehouse operations. The ceilings aren't high enough. And I really think that Walmart's looking at this market as a two-store market anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And isn't the new Walmart model to be all dotted on interstates?
I believe so, yes.
Like every 2 miles.
The location on Old Kings, they are contributing to the widening of Old Kings Road, the construction right now. And if you'll notice that Old Kings is being rerouted so that it goes closer to the interstate. And what that did two things. It took the parcel that Walmart has purchased and made it deeper so they could really put up a full-size store with a full-size parking lot. But the other thing that it did is that it gave them visibility from I-95, which is critical to them.
Mm-hmm. And one question about the Walmart. When is the projected date for opening on that?
Well, the projected date is sort of like the theater and the Publix up in the north section. It'll be market-driven. They were planning to do their construction at the same time or begin construction while they were redoing Old Kings Road, but they declined to start this year, and I would look to them to start next year if the market turns.
Okay. All right, John, anything else for Toby?
No, I think that's it. Thank you, Toby. I appreciate that, and I appreciate listening to you and getting some insight, some true insight on the things that are going on in Palm Coast. Appreciate that.
All right, well, thanks for calling. Come on by and pick up your tickets for the game.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
There are eight people named John at the door.
Okay. Well, we know because we have his phone number here. So anyway, but if another John shows up, we'll give him some tickets anyway. I bet you there's no more Tobys coming in.
No, there's only one.
All right. Toby Tobin, our guest this morning. It's 9:38. We're going to take a break, pay a few bills because our poker game didn't work out either. And we'll be back with more on Open Line Talk Show after this.
I'm Melody Hopkins with your WNZF local news, sponsored by Vistar Credit Union. Need a money makeover? Ask about getting a free money coach today. At Vistar, they never forget it's your money.
As of June 2008, of the 1,207 African-American students in the Flagler County's public schools, 707, approximately 60%, performed below grade level on the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, or FCAT. In order to address the crisis, the Flagler County School District Superintendent's Gap Commission Subcommittee will be hosting a town hall meeting for parents and guardians of African-American students in Flagler County on July 27th at 7 p.m. The meeting will be held in the cafeteria of Buddy Taylor Middle School. Representatives from Flagler County School District, Flagler County Sheriff's Office, Focus on Flagler Youth Coalition, and other organizations will be on hand to offer information on ways parents and guardians can get involved to make a positive impact on their children's education and futures.
Precision Weather is heard twice an hour, 24 hours a day on News Radio WNZF.
Good morning. This Precision Weather Update is brought to you by Scott's Tree Service, the number one choice for tree trimming and removal. Call 569-9101. Our beautiful stretch of summertime weather continues. High pressure will make for another gorgeous day today. Just a little bit of fair weather cloudiness bubbling up this afternoon. Aside from that, looks like another great day to be outside. Whether you're heading to the beach or playing a little golf, we're in great shape. Looking at the tropics, we're still monitoring an area of disturbed weather over the northern Bahamas. This area of disturbed weather is expected to track north and not expected to affect the Florida Peninsula at all. Our forecast details, sunshine, a mix of a few clouds this afternoon, 88 to 93, light south to southwesterly breeze at 5 to 10, generally clear tonight, low 70 to 75, a southwesterly breeze at 5 to 10. Sunshine tomorrow morning, then partly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, low 90s. Isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms, low 90s on Saturday. This is Precision Weather Meteorologist Russ Murley for WNZF.
Thank you, Russ Murley, our very own meteorologist. No, we're not covering Central Florida weather. We're all about the coast here and beautiful Flagler and Ormond Beach and all the way around our area here. It's a lot different than Central Florida weather, we found out, so we thought, well, why not?
Now I don't know. I don't know.
Toby Tobin, our guest this morning on Open Line Talk Show, GoToby.com. We're talking about what's happening around Palm Coast, Flagler County, real estate, and we touched on the again, you know, when you talk about the foreclosure, first of all, some facts that just end, 15.5% unemployment in Flagler County. That's got to be the highest in the state. Is that true?
Well, I think it is high. This last month, I don't know whether it's number one or number two, but I suspect number one, and it's clearly way too high.
Yeah.
And it's affecting everything, and particularly the housing market, because so much of the economy of Flagler County and Palm Coast was on based on the construction industry, new homes, people moving here.
Now, I have a theory, and tell me what you think about this, is that I think Flagler County, because we pace ahead of everybody on things, we may have been in the recession before the rest of the state, and we may be peaking before the rest of the state, and we may be coming out of the recession before the rest of the state.
I concur. You're exactly right. And I've said that myself too, that we went higher, faster, and peaked earlier than the rest of the market. And we started down sooner. We went down steeper and further than the rest of the market. Not necessarily the rest of other parts in Florida, but the rest of the national market. And we're a leading indicator. If I were following national statistics, I'd look at what's going on in Palm Coast, because I think what you see here is a trend that you'll see in the rest of the market later on.
Interesting. High-end foreclosures. You know, when you talk about foreclosures, you know, most people are like, oh, this poor construction worker, he was doing drywall, lost his job, whatever. They're, you know, bankrupt. They lost their home and the family, you know, which is very true and very real. But now we're seeing million-dollar homes in foreclosure. We're seeing the wealthy that are taking hits. What isn't there a huge dynamic difference in the two scenarios?
Well, there is. The foreclosure market, on the lower end, and by lower end, I say under $200,000 homes, where the vast majority of the transactions right now are below $200,000. They started hitting the market after foreclosure is a long process. Sometimes it takes more than a year. But at the end of foreclosure, if there hasn't been a short sale or some other deal worked out with a lender, then the lender takes possession of the property and puts it on the market. And at the low end, we started to see that those properties come on the market in the last part of 2007. And at that segment of the market, the owners are not all, but largely that's where the paycheck-to-paycheck people are. And if they lose a paycheck or they become sick or their mortgage resets to a higher rate within a month or two, they're in trouble. The high-end market, people have more financial reserves. But even at the high end of the market, it varies from person to person. Some people had more reserves than others. And the people that didn't have the reserves are now being affected after a couple of years.
But how much of that is, in other words, there comes a point in your business life that, you know, you might have, say you got a few million dollars stashed and you made a bad deal at the conservatory or something like that, and you just let it go and say, all right, cut bait, let it go, take the hit. And it's a walk away, not a bankruptcy.
No, it's not bankruptcy, but it is a foreclosure, or it's a deed in lieu of foreclosure, or it's a short sale. And it's caused by the same amount of stress. The people that bought at the conservatory, and it isn't just, again, it's communities like that, that especially the investors, they bought in, and when they purchased their lots, they did not have to pay, just they only paid a portion of their country club initiation or deposit. The balance was due when the club was done. The property association assessments were not due until the community was built out with infrastructure. And the dues for the club were not due until the course and the clubhouse were finished. And that was essentially 2 years out from their decision. They never factored those costs into their decision to buy that lot because they weren't going to own the lot 2 years from now. And unfortunately, when the music stopped, all the chairs were gone and there were no buyers to take those lots off their hands. And they held on for 2 years, but now the cost of interest and taxes, you have to add club dues and association fees to that. And it makes the carrying cost just double or triple what it might have been. That's what's killing people right now.
On your rumor on your site there, you have the Golf Channel is looking into Ginn property purchased by players of the PGA.
Well, Ginn had a very close relationship with the PGA Tour and the LPGA. He at one time was sponsoring five different tournaments, and he's pulled out of that at this point. And I want to point out that this is on the rumor page. Mm-hmm. I even put the definition of a rumor on the bottom of the page so people understand that it's just a rumor. But there are several golf professionals who have bought property in Ginn communities. And the rumor is that Ginn and his sales force, or the company, kind of leveraged those purchases. How would you like to have a lot next to, and then a named player? And I talked to one of the players in the senior tour that was at the tournament here a couple of years ago, who does own a lot in Quail West, which is one of the communities that went through bankruptcy last year, and another lot in the Bahamas at the Gin-Sur-Mer project. So I can confirm that there's at least one player that does own lots, and now they're in the same boat as everybody else.
Can you name the player?
They're upside. No, because I'm not sure. Okay. I have a list in my head, and I'm not sure which one is. I can't remember which one is the one that I actually talked to.
Okay.
But they're just like everybody else. They're upside down, and they're not happy. And I think some of them feel used. And one of them is rumored to be someone who's not a player, but someone who's affiliated with the Golf Channel. So I think that's how that happened. So they were in Orlando about a month ago investigating and taping some footage, talking, interviewing some local people that I know, and whether they ever air the show or not, they at least were there looking into the issue.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. We have to take a break. Rumors, real estate, Flagler County, Toby Tobin, GoToby.com, our guest this morning. We're just kind of pondering the different things that are happening here before us. And I want to come back and talk a little bit more about the upscale foreclosures and where we are in the timeline of that. And along with the theory that Palm Coast Flagler County was first into the recession, and if we may well be the first out, and if we are the trend to be watching statewide. We'll be back with more. If you have a question, 206-9693 is the phone number this morning. You're listening to WNZF News Radio, 1550 AM. 106.3 FM and WNZF.com. We'll be back.
Florida Hospital Flagler and the American Cancer Society have partnered to offer adult female patients a free makeover by a trained and licensed cosmetologist. This makeover may include makeup application, eyebrow and eyelash techniques, scarf draping, and turban wrapping as determined by your individual needs. Reservations are required, so call 386-586-2060 today. That's 386-586-2060.
Did you know that some people are paying as much as $30, $35, and even $40 a month for alarm monitoring? Certified Security can now monitor your existing alarm system for only $19.95 a month. There is no cost to switch, and they can use your existing system. Call now and get 6 months of free monitoring. Join the tens of thousands that have switched to the red and yellow sign of Certified Security.
As a member of Vistar Credit Union, you have access to many low and no-cost financial services. So as a member, you can forget about paying closing costs on your Vistar mortgage. Forget charges for things like online bill payer. Forget about being nickeled and dimed on your checking. And forget about hidden fees. Our members can forget about all that and more because there's something we never forget. At Vistar, we never forget that it's your money. All loans subject to credit approval. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Greg Peters, lead pastor of Parkview Baptist Church, located at 5435 Belterre Parkway. We're inviting you to tune in to Parkview Live on Sunday mornings at 8:30 here on WNZF. Through Parkview Life, our prayer is that you will be encouraged to celebrate, grow, serve, and reach others to life-changing Christ. Visit our website, parkviewlife.com, for more information, service times, and upcoming events.
There's no need to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. Atlas Behavioral Health provides compassionate, quality care to children and adults experiencing mood or anxiety disorders, anger, grief, depression, ADHD, stress, addictions, and other situations. The world's really a challenging place these days. Don't let any issue get the better of you. Talk to someone at Atlas Behavioral Health, Flagler County's leading mental health center, and you'll be feeling better in no time. Most major insurance is accepted. Find out more at atlasbehavioralhealth.net. Then call 446-5494.
Hey, we're back, Open Line Talk Show. David Ayers here along with Toby Tobin. GoToby.com. Top of the morning to you, Toby.
Top of the morning to you too, Dave.
Always good to have you in the studio here. We're talking about what's happening in and around Flagler County. And we did touch on upscale foreclosures and how is that the natural process when we were talking about the trending in other markets as well? Because most of the focus on, you know, the poor working class people lost their job, their home, their dream, everything out the window. And is that the end of the bottom when it's the upscale million-dollar homes being foreclosed on?
Well, that's definitely towards the end, because the lower end of the market is going to hit the foreclosure cycle first. The high-end market hits it later on, and not in the same percentage numbers either. I don't expect to see as many high-end foreclosures as a percentage of the overall market as we did at the low end. But it's a necessary step that we have to go through for the market to correct, because unlike human beings, bankers don't fall in love with their assets. They put a house on the market or property on the market, and if it doesn't sell in a month, they say drop the price. If it still doesn't sell, drop the price again. And they will find the bottom. They will find a point where people come out of the woods with cash and buy the property. And that's what happened at the low end of the market starting the end of 07, beginning of 08. And it's happening at the high end now. And it's painful. It's particularly painful for the sellers. But we have to go through it, because that's how you move the distressed inventory out of the market. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see the high end properties come out of the market now. And there are some really good deals. It's difficult because the money is not available. Big mortgages are harder to get. They're requiring high deposits, even for people who have good credit scores. But there are people with cash that are buying these properties, and we're starting to see it. I don't know whether it's going to be a 1 year or year and a half, 2 year process to move that, all of that inventory out, but we're at the beginning of that cycle, which is good news.
It's good news, bad news. Mm-hmm. But it's a process that's got to happen, but it also creates opportunity, and it creates, it's kind of the forest fire effect, isn't it?
It is. At the low end, we're seeing something really exciting. I just did an article yesterday or the day before about the lender-owned properties. We're seeing something we haven't seen since the top of the boom, where people are paying above list price for properties. And these are the bank-owned properties. And almost a third, or about 30% of the bank-owned properties that were sold so far this year, and again, these are at the low end of the market typically, but the purchase price was above the list price. And there are a significant number of these properties that are going under contract within a week or two of being listed. Now, that harkens back to the boom times. Mm-hmm. And it's only at that segment of the market right now. But that wasn't happening last year. So that, again, is a positive sign.
All right. Very good. We'll go back to the phone lines, 206-9693. Who do we have with us this morning? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning. This is Chuck. Yeah, I have kind of a dismal prediction of the future, and I am enjoying my 33rd year of retirement this year. I believe, just to address the high-end investment properties, I think that segment of the population just is anxious to invest in something, unfortunately, and there's not much around. But the generality of it all, they predicted employment would be the last thing to recover. Of course, they've gone beyond that now, and they said the housing market will be the last to recover, and that makes complete sense. But I go a step further, even more dismal, will be the commercial. The commercial community will be the last one to recover. And, of course, that means we can just get into a real catch-22 with the properties, because as it gets more and more disappointing, as there's more commercial foreclosures and the availability of your shopping centers, et cetera, are available, you know, for the residential, less available, the residential properties will go down more in value. Simply, it won't be interesting to people. If you're following the commercial foreclosures, it's pretty staggering. If you look in many places in Palm Coast, you'll see that the customer base is just way down in the big stores. And, of course, this is what's driving, I guess, Walmart and these other stores, maybe the movie theaters, not to start up anything serious until they see a turnaround. I don't think there's going to be a turnaround. I see a downward spiraling condition, because there's nothing to invest in. I mean, the commercial, they don't want to invest in anything without a customer base. And the customer base is here, but they don't want to spend any money. A record savings up of 7% now, where people used to really spend money. So it looks like a really disappointing spiral downward. And, of course, the only solution to it all, there is one solution to it all. And my wife used to be a small business owner. Is an incredible tax break for small businesses, those businesses, 500 employees or under. And that will, of course, generate rehiring of laid-off employees, which will bring paychecks back to them, tax revenue from those paychecks. And those paychecks will be out spending money in other stores where employees will be rehired back. That's the only solution. There is no other solution possible.
I agree with some of what you say, but I disagree that we're not going to have a rebound. We always have a rebound. We recovered from the Great Recession.
But that's for capitalism.
Great Depression. Well,
we're going to have a rebound for capitalism would be wonderful. But you see, we're not dealing with capitalism anymore. Capitalism is very, very successful as long as you don't dilute it with what Acorn has done in this country.
Hey, are you for the fair tax, Chuck?
Oh, absolutely not. That's a tax on commission. This is a perfect example to show that a fair tax would never work with the low customer base you have now. I mean, if you ever want a period of time to prove, unfortunately, that the fair tax won't work, there is a stress point for the fair tax. It won't work, unfortunately.
Hey, would you like to be our guest to go to the Daytona Cubs game Saturday night?
I think not. Give my tickets to somebody else.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I appreciate your call. Very thought-provoking. And thanks for listening to WNZF.
Thank you.
All right. That was Chuck there. But anyway, well, any comments on his perspective?
Well, I don't agree with him, really, because I think that everything is cyclical. The commercial market is behind the residential because we overbuild on residential first, and because of the growth in residential, then the commercial started to show up and start construction. But they overbuilt just as the residential did. And we've got distressed inventory. We'll have to absorb it, but we will.
Well, and to me, the thing is market share. It's because if you look, there's millions of dollars in Flagler County spent every day. If you add up all the different stores and the restaurants and the consumption that goes on, you know, it's easy to kind of look at the part that isn't happening, but you have to look at the part that is. And the opportunity is in market share.
Well, part of it is you got to look at the numbers, because if you're a realtor, no, I'm sorry, if you're a retail store and you're looking at a location, rent is a big factor. Or the cost of the property is a big factor. If you can buy it for half that price, which maybe you'll be able to do now, then the numbers start working, and that's what regenerates the sales.
Right, and right now, construction is the time to be building if you can do it, but you got to have the guts to do it.
Yes, you do.
I mean, it's just like nobody saw the big dump coming. Nobody can see the bright future.
By the time people realize that we hit bottom, we'll have passed the bottom by 12 months.
Yeah, then people say, I could have had that for half the price.
Yeah, but only if you were a poker player and got in early.
That's it. All right. Toby Tobin, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
GoToby.com. Have a good one. ABC News next. And you're listening to WNZF. Have a good day.